Revealing Christ to the World. Melrose, Massachusetts, August 20th, 1904. This morning my hope is in Christ my Savior. I pray that He will impart His Holy Spirit to me every day, that with heart and mind and strength I may glorify Him in this life. We are to do God's work, not according to our own plans, but in accordance with the example that the Lord Jesus has given us. He came to our world to do the work appointed him by his Father, that we might receive an education in the high science of performing genuine service for the Master. If we practice the teachings he has given in his Word, these principles become a part of the life. This is what is meant by eating Christ's flesh and drinking his blood. In this world, we are daily to prepare for the higher life, and when we unite with the family above, we shall not be given new lessons, but a continuation of the lessons that Christ gave his disciples when he was here. As we learn the lessons that Christ teaches, we shall become more kind and thoughtful, helping all with whom we come in contact. We cannot afford to lose any opportunity to represent Christ. We must engage in nothing apart from Christ. All that we do is to be in harmony with the teachings of Him who came from heaven to show us how to live righteous lives. Never are we to forget that we are a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. We are to labor with a constant sense of our obligation to Him who gave His life for us. We are to carry on the work that Christ began when He was here in person, the great teacher of the principles of heaven. With sincere hearts, we are to follow the example he has set us. Our lives are to be filled with truth, goodness, and righteousness. Thus we shall glorify our Heavenly Father, and when the time comes for us to lay off our armor, we shall with sincerity be able to say that we have finished the work given us to do. The shortness of our time here, the responsibilities resting upon us as sons and daughters of God, should lead us at every step to follow the great teacher. He has given us the principles that, when carried out in the daily life, recommend the religion of Christ to the world. Obedience to these principles will obtain for us an entrance unto the holy city, there to continue the higher education. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation 22, verse 14, 21, 27. Every capability and power that we possess is to be regarded as a sacred trust, to be used in revealing the power of saving grace. Let there be day by day a well-doing for God. Thus we shall prepare for a place in the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for those who love him. Let not your hearts be troubled, he said. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 1-3. These mansions he is preparing for those who accept the invitation. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. This is the highest science that we can possibly obtain. But those who refuse Christ will never understand it. The Word of God, studied and obeyed, fits men and women for entrance into the higher courts. Those who are striving to be true Christians have the constant guardianship of heavenly angels, for they are laborers together with God, working to glorify Him in the world. It is to be our constant effort to reveal the attributes that Christ revealed when He was in the world. This work of well-doing is to be kept in constant operation. Every day we are to become more like Jesus, learning the meekness and lowliness of Him who, though the only begotten Son of God, came to this world as our Redeemer, giving his life to pay the penalty of sin. Though hiding his divinity under the guise of humanity, he was the mighty Counselor, the Prince of Peace. His life was filled with sympathy and love, goodness, kindness, and benevolence. He revealed the science of everlasting life, the science that we are to carry into all our efforts. We who are living in these last days must make straight paths for our feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. It must be seen that the blood of Christ has done a work of the highest value in our lives. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace. I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me, and was afraid before my name. Malachi 2, verse 4 and 5.
Phinehas saw that a great wrong was being committed by one of the princes of Israel in the sight of all the congregation, at the very time when the people were under the reproof of God. In his boldness, this prince sinned openly and defiantly. And when Phinehas saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand and slew the offender. Numbers 25, verse 7, 8. God commanded this decided movement and spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Verses 10 to 13. Of the true minister the Lord declares, The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should teach knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Malachi 2, verse 6, 7. The following words describe those who are dishonoring the Lord. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Have we not all one Father? Why do ye deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Verses 8 to 10. At this stage of our history, the Lord expects us to act as wise men and wise women. Satan is gathering his forces to oppose God. With all their power, the enemy and his angels are seeking to make of no effect the truth for this time. They use the passions of untrained, unconquered human nature to accomplish their evil ends. Shall the children of God be without courage and without strength? If Satan and his angels are unceasing in their efforts to spoil the workmanship of God and bring to the human family misery and death, how much more should those who are working for God allow nothing to lessen their zeal in his service? The enemy is advancing seducing, erroneous theories in an effort to make nothingness of God and the Prince of Peace. Shall not those who believe the Bible be earnest and zealous in their efforts to proclaim the truth? Shall they not devote all that they have and are to the development of characters that are opposed to Satan's false sentiments? Heavenly angels are waiting for us to meet the foe with power and the grace of God. Those whose highest aim it is to become masters of sophistry are working on the enemy's side, and unless they change, they will lose their souls in following after false science. When the harvest is reaped, they will be found among the tares, to be gathered and consumed with the great originator of evil. But unto you that fear my name, God declares, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Malachi 4, verse 2.